start off our discussion with a Gemara, not in Maseches Megillah, but in Maseches Shabbos. If we have to, to know all of Shas, to know all the sugyas, everything together, you could have some of Hilchos Shabbos not in Maseches Shabbos, and some of Hilchos Yontif not in Maseches Beitza. So the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, as we know, that has a lot to do with Purim. Says the Gemara, "V'yisyasu b'sach t'sahar Shabbos peches Amar Avdimi barcham barchasim alamed shakafak kadosh baruch hu aleim asahar kigigas." Hashem b'shas mayim b'dar Sinai held the mountain over our heads like a barrel. Why dafka a barrel? Why not like a mountain? Right? What do you need that imagery for? Okay, maybe we'll get back to that. V'amar lahem atem akalim atorah mutav. If you accept the Torah, great. V'im lav sham take v'raschem. And if not, Jewish history is not going to really get off the ground. I'm going to drop the mountain off, as we know. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, forced us. Kafalim harki gigis v'yisyasu b'sach l'zahar. How does this work with Nasav and Ishma? That's a separate shir. The Sosis is kasha. Not for now. But today we're going to focus on the next part of the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov mikan modar rabba lo raisa. From here is a modar rabba, is a great excuse. Right? Over here, it's a great excuse. There's more sheets, more sheets. Come, join. Right here. Are y'all right here? Or special Seattle seat right here. No? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Mikan modar rabba lo raisa." This is a great excuse. Why is it a great excuse? Because Hashem forced us to accept the Torah. So if we ever don't do the mitzvahs, well, we were forced. What do you want from us? We don't want to do this. Modar rabba lo raisa. It's a great excuse. Rashi says there in Shabbos, "Shem yazminam ledin." If Hashem calls us to judgment, lama lo kiyamtem, mashi kibat alechem, why weren't you mekayim? Yishlem shuva, why we were forced? You ever have a parent that forces a kid to do something and then something happens? Well, you told me to do it. What do you want from me? So, Baruch Hashem, we have a great excuse. But that only worked for a certain amount of history. The next line, we don't have that excuse anymore. Amar Rava, Rava, the most quoted rabbi in all of Shas. Amar Rava, afal pikein, hadar kiblu b'meach HaShverosh. But bizman apurim b'meach HaShverosh, we re-accepted willingly. So no more excuse. No more excuse. Shenemar, tichsiv, kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, they accepted, they fulfilled and they accepted kimu masha kiblu kfar. They accepted what they had originally earlier accepted. So, question that's asked by many is, what happened in the story of Purim that all of a sudden they accepted willingly? Like, for all the years, from Maimon Har Sinai all the way until Purim, we were still in the state of being forced, and then we finally accepted. What happened? So that question is asked by many. But my question, to add another question, is, if you were writing, in the days of, they re-accepted in the days of Achashverosh, giving him the credit. Hadar kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. Okay, the Megillah starts off. Ahi b'mei Achashverosh. Okay, but b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Why did that dafka Achashverosh? Does he like symbolize something? Right. Every word of Chazal, every word of the Gemara is there for a reason. There's not one word. That's why Girsos are so important. Even sometimes one letter. Right. They say b'shem the Gra. They say when Ravina and Ravashi finished writing the Gemara, they sent it back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to get like the stamp of approval, that this is going to be the basis of Torah Shebal Peh. So Ravina and Ravashi sent it up to Shemayim to get a stamp of approval. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it back down with the Malachim Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. They brought it back down to say, this is it, Gemara. Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. Right, that's what we call Gemara, means to learn. But also the Gra says that's the Remez. So they brought it down. They said, this is it. This is the Torah Shebal Peh that everything is going to start from. This is the ground zero of Torah Shebal Peh. So why does it say B'mei Achashverosh? Hadar kiblu B'mei Mordechai v'Esther. We're giving Achashverosh credit. It's as if Dafka, Achashverosh somehow symbolizes something as part of the message that we're trying to understand. So again, what happened in the time of Purim? What did they realize? What's the emphasis of B'mei Achashverosh? And one other question, the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. We know the Rambam puts Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah in the same set of halachas. Four prakim, the first two are about Megillah, and then the next two are about Chanukah. So the last halach in Hilchos Megillah, source number three, call Sifri HaNeviim v'chol HaKsuvim, all Svarim of Neviim and Ksuvim, asidin libatel liyamos HaMashiach. They're going to be nullified. What does that mean? All Svarim and Neviim and Ksuvim, they're going to be batel, b'yamos HaMashiach. Chutz mi Megillas Esther. except for Megillas Esther. Faharihi kayemes kachamishe chumshe Torah. It's going to be valid like the Torah. Ukehilchas shel Torah shebal peh. Unusual halacha. And like the halachas of Torah shebal peh. She'enem batilim lo'olam. It's like Torah shebal peh that will never be batel. What is the Megillah is in Torah shebichsav? What does it mean? It's like the halachas of Torah shebal peh that will be forever. The Ravid immediately jumps on the Rambam and says, well, we're going to put all of Nach in Seamus, in Geniza. Right? Sefer, we'll never learn Sefer Yeshayo again. I mean, halavai, we should learn it the first time, right? But we'll never learn. The Ravid says, what does that mean? Chas v'sholom, says the Ravid, right? Most Rishonim, we don't know what their personalities are. Like, what was the Ritva like? We have no idea. But there are certain Rishonim that we know their personalities. The Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam, we know very clearly what they were like. The Ravid was, oh, he said, right? What says the Ravid? Line 5. Dvar hedyotos who say, what a foolish thing to say. What, all the Sifrei Tanakh are going to be batel? Ki lo yevatel sefer mikol asvarim. Shein sarim sefer, shein bo limud. Every sefer will have limud for us. Aval, you know what the Chazal mean? Maybe there won't be a mitzvah to read those svarim anymore. Maybe we'll change haftorah laws. But the svarim, of course, they'll have kedusha. So in any case, there's something special about Megillas Esther. The Rambam, the Ravid, won't focus so much on that. But the Rambam says it's not going to be batel. What is the uniqueness, and what's the comparison to Torah Shebal Peh? What's the uniqueness of Megillas Esther? The Avopi, back to the Rambam. The Avopi shekol zichron atzaros yibatel, and even though all memory of all other tzaros will be batel, as the pasuk says, Yishayo ki nishkol atzaros harishonos yimei Purim lo yibalu. The days of Purim won't be batel. The days of Purim. Purim, that means there's more than one day of Purim. Purim, Shushan Purim, maybe even Tainus Esther. There's a Rambam that sounds like Tainus Esther is one of the days of Purim. Okay. So, what's the message? So again, what's the there's some eternal message of Purim that's forever that we take with us. That we have to figure out what that is. More than any other holiday. And what's the Bimei HaChashveirosh, and what did they realize during the time of Purim that they accepted willingly? Okay, so if you look in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yadalid, source number 4, what's the source for Kriyas Megillah? How do you know that there's a Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah? So the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan, Arba'im Vishmona Neviim. There were 48 prophets, the Sheva Nevios, Nistabalem Liyisrael, and 7 prophetesses. Right, the Gemara lists off who the 7 were. The Gemara does not say who the 48 were. So that you got to look in Rashi and the Gra and the list. And there are a couple of differences on the lists of the male prophets. But the female ones, we know the 7. But there were 48 and 7. They all gave nevuah, v'lo paksu, v'lo hosiru, amashikasa batar. None of them added or took away from anything in the Torah. Chutz mi mikra Megillah. Except Megillah. Maidrosh. What they darshan? What's the source? Amar b'chiyah b'ravin amar shuban karcha u'ma me'avdos l'cheirus amrinan shira. If we have to say shira, we have to say hallel. If we were saved from avdos t'cheirus, we were alive and we just became free. Mimisa l'chayim l'kol shekein. If our life was saved, then for sure. Kavachomer, we have to express it, and that expression is through the Megillah. So, this is the source for the Kriyas of Megillah, the Chiyuv of Megillah, based on a Kal Vachomer. What level of Chiyuv is this? What level of Chiyuv is Mikra Megillah? It's amazing. Three-way Machlokas in the Rishon. Three-way Machlokas. There's a Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid. Those are my Shiyuv. We've done this. Maybe another Shiyuv also. Remember we learned back in the Sugya of Amuzmei Chavar Lavaraya, Baba Kama, Memvav, Lomali Kras Svarahu. Svar is on the level of Daraisa. Says the Tosas Rid, Mikra Megillah is a Din Daraisa. Din Daraisa. What do you mean? It's a Kal Vachomer. If we have to say Shira, if Hashem says, say Shira to me, there's a Pesach and Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, if we were just became Me'abdus L'cheirus. So if our life was saved, says the Tosas Rid, there in Megillah Daf Chav, source number 5, again, it's a Das Yachid. It's a Das Yachid. We don't paskin this way. But the Tosas Rid says, Mikra Megillah, Dvar Torah, Shari Matsu Lo Remez Menatorah, Kedam Rebirkan Del El, this Kal Vachomer. Okay. Din Daraisa, we generally do not assume that way. Most Rishonim hold, it's a Din Darabanan. Right, it's one of the Sefer HaChinuch has the list of the Mitzvahs Darabanan. It's one of the Mitzvahs Darabanan. Okay. But there's another Shita. And maybe there's a Chilik between the night reading and the daytime reading. a number of Rishonim. You have it there. I gave it to you. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu the Baal Amor, source number six. Rabbi Zerachya Halevi, the Baal Amor. She Yemei Apurim Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is what we might call a super Durabanan. A Durabanan based on Psukim and Navi. Divrei Kabbalah. The Rishonim in Baba Kama Daf Beis discuss why it's called Divrei Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah have to do with Psukim in Navi? There's Rabbeinu Peretz there. But Divrei Kabbalah, which is a strong Din Durabanan. It's based on Psukim. And maybe that's only the daytime one and not the nighttime one. There's a, just parenthetically, there's an Ode B'Yehuda that in Prague one time, they were laying the Megillah, they were in the middle of laying the Megillah, and all of a sudden somebody looks outside and says, it was the moon. It had been raining for 2 weeks straight, and all of a sudden the moon came out. Kiddush Levana, it was the last night. It was the last night for Kiddush Levana. What do? It's not in Shulchan Aruch. You can't look this one up. The Ode B'Yehuda says, stop! They went outside, they did Kiddush Levana, they came back and they continued the Megillah. What? Which day? Oh, I don't know. I think it was Prague. I don't know. Really? Oh, I don't know. I think it was the... I don't know. But anyway, he says... But the Ode B'Yehuda says, why? Because Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah d'rabbanan overes. Mikra Megillah at night is a mitzvah d'rabbanan that you could do in 10 minutes from now. But the Ode B'Yehuda says, had it been the daytime reading, I mean, if you would have seen the moon in the daytime, then I wouldn't have said that because the daytime is different Kabbalah. It's stronger than a Din d'rabbanan. So conceptually, you would have said that. But either way, many hold it's a different Kabbalah. So the Tosfos Rit holds it's a Daraisa. Many Rishonim hold it's a d'rabbanan. Some Rishonim hold it's different Kabbalah. I'll give you one more Shita, the Shagas Aryeh. The Turi Evin in his commentary on Maseches Megillah, the Shagas Aryeh, source number 7, says, you know what? It's somewhere in between a Daraisa and a d'rabbanan. Somewhere in between. That's what he says. Look what he says, turning the page. The Yesh Lomar, to answer a question about Afein Hoyu, Devadai, Dover Shechiyuva Baruch HaKodesh, Lo Domi L'Shel Torah Lagamrei, V'lo L'Shel Divreyem, Elavi Milsa Mitziyasa, Bein Shel Torah L'Shel Sofra. Wow, new category, somewhere in between. Take a step back for a second, I have a question. Why is it so confusing? Where else do you, Neiris Chanukah, do you have like a five-way machlokas? Neiris Chanukah is a takana d'rabbanan. This is Daraisa, this is d'rabbanan. Why is it so confusing about Mikra Megillah? Is it Daraisa? Is it Divrei Kabbalah? Is it d'rabbanan? Is it somewhere in between? Just tell me. What's the message of the lack of clarity? And it's not just about Mikra Megillah, it's about the Megillah itself. It's about the Megillah itself. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin, source number 8, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther Einu Metame Es HaYadayim. We know there's a Masechta called Yadayim, all the way at the end of Shas Mishayas. Yadayim, one of the last couple. So Yadayim, in Masechas Yadayim, it talks about which Svarim have full Kedusha in Tanakh, and which Svarim maybe don't. Why is it in Yadayim? Because you know, you might have heard before, Chazal, there was a problem. In the days of old, the Kohanim had Truma. They didn't want to keep Truma in their regular refrigerator because, right, you're a Kohen. You put it in the fridge. You're going to have a friend over. They're going to go in. They're going to eat some of your Truma. You're like, oh. Or maybe you're going to forget your Tameh and you're going to go in. So you know what the Kohanim said? Great idea. We're not going to keep the Truma in the fridge. We're going to put it into the Aron Kodesh. We're going to keep the Truma in the Aron Kodesh. So that way, well, it'll be in a safe place. The problem is, in Aron Kodesh, they didn't have metal Aron Kodeshes. They were made out of wood. So you know what happened? When there was truma in the Aron Kodesh, animals used to come and eat the truma, and also nibble from the Sifrei Torah. So Chazal had to come up with how do we get the Kohanim not to put the truma in the Aron Kodesh? So they came up with an unbelievably unusual halacha. If a Sefer Torah touches the truma, it makes it tameh. The Sefer Torah, the most kadosh thing that we have. You know what real Kisvei HaKodesh? Metameh Yasei Yadayim. So that's how the Lashon came. If you want to know something is really in Tanakh, it's called Metameh Siyadayim. It makes tummy the hands. If I had a novel that the Truma touched, it's not going to make the Truma tummy. The Sefer Torah, oh, that's going to make the Truma tummy. So that's the Lashon here. There were certain books of Tanakh that were controversial, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether they're Metameh Siyadayim or not, which means whether they're really part of Tanakh. So Shmuel says, Esther Eino Metameh Siyadayim, which means Esther is not really part of Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not a real Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not Metameh Siyadayim. It doesn't make your hands tummy, it doesn't make the Torah tummy. Says the Gemara, Lamemer Desarva Shmuel, Esther La Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. What, is that telling me that Esther wasn't said Baruch HaKodesh? Vabar Shmuel, Shmuel says Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh. Remember that Gemara? There's like seven different shittas. How do you know Esther was said Baruch HaKodesh? Right, so what Shmuel says Esther was Baruch HaKodesh. What do you mean it's not part of Tanakh? Says the Gemara, a very cryptic answer. Namra likros lo namra lichtov. No, it was said Baruch HaKodesh to read, but not to be written. What does that mean? It was meant to be read and not to be written. Ask Tosfos, but we have a halacha, you have to read the Megillah mitoch haksav. Right, that's a mefurish Gemara and mefurish Shulchan Aruch. Say as Tosfos, mashmut esavar, what it was namra in Ruach HaKodesh, likros for not lichtov, mashmut esavar, the mikdu likros, you can read it bal peh. You can read it all peh, but that's... So Tosfos struggles with this, and the Ritva struggles with this, and the Pnei Yeshua struggles with this. Like, what is... It was said Ruach HaKodesh, and you have to write it down, and you have to read it mitoch haksav, but it's not the same as other Kisvei HaKodesh. This is a separate shiur. I was thinking about maybe giving the shiur on this today, but we're not. We're just having this as a little section in this shiur. It's an unbelievable Rav Zhulti in the Mishnas Yafetz, in source number 12. With many other rayas, which we're not going to get all into right now. Where Rav Zhulti describes, we know there's something called Torah Shebichsav, and there's something called Torah Shebal Peh. Mishnayis, Gemara, that's all Torah Shebal Peh. Tanakh, Torah Shebichsav. There's one sefer that's the transition sefer. The last sefer that got into Tanakh. And that's Megillah Esther. Rav Zhulti explains, and I gave you part of it in source number 12. Rav Zhulti was one of the Gedolim in Yerushalayim. He died at a young age, Rachmana Litzlan. Died in the 70s, I think. Rav Zhulti writes, Megillah Esther is Torah Shebal Peh that was put into Tanakh. So it has a little different, it has different halachas. It's part of Tanakh, but it's not part of Tanakh. Shmuel could say it's not Metame Yaseyadayim, but still, you have to read it mitoch haksav. It's like in the middle. And that's where there was a whole controversy. Do you put Esther in? Do you not put Esther in? This is the transition sefer, right? This is the last one that got in. Chanukah was too late. 250 years later. Chanukah didn't get in. Megillah got in. Look what he says. Megillah Esther Namra Halacha Mechudeshes. She'av Abishivi Lo Bechal Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not really part of Tanakh. V'yisodina hi Torah Shebal Peh. Mikom Malkom hi Nitna Liktov Likrosbo. Wow. And maybe... One second, let me just finish the point. And there are even nafkaminas to this. And maybe the source of this whole halacha, he quotes it, is the Gemara in Megillah Yutes, source 13. Megillah Nikra Sefer. Vinikre Sigaris. It's Sefer. It has to be written on klaf, but we learned yesterday, right? You could put crowns on the top of your columns in Megillah Esther. You could make pictures. You could put the brachas in. You could put nekudos in. Like, what are you talking about? You can't do that for the Torah. You can't do that for Sefer Yoshua. Yeah, but Megillah is different. Megillah is somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. It's Torah Shebal Peh, but it's put in. So it's a little bit of Torah Shebichsav. And there are even nafkaminas. I'll take the question in 1 second. There are nafkaminas to this. Right? The Yerushalmi in Megillah, in Source 14. There's a makar to teach me that you're allowed to darshan psukim in Megillah's Esther. The funny, you need a specific heter to darshan psukim. Ma zunitna lihidarish, avzunitna lihidarish. You're allowed to darshan psukim from Megillah's Esther. Well, why wouldn't you think so? You could darshan psukim from every sefer. Because this isn't really a sefer like other svarim. This is a little... You can't darshan Torah Shebal Peh. That is Torah Shebal Peh. And maybe that's... He doesn't say this, but I'll add... V'yilur Mesechus Megillah, the first parak, almost every pasuk of the Megillah is darshaned. Like, you go through these fat dafim. Fa'ivim e'achashverosh. What did that teach me? Hu achashverosh. Every single word. He goes through the whole... Why? You don't have to about any other sefer. Because this sefer is the transition... It has a little bit of Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Zhulti just says it has a little of both. I'm using the word of transition. Because it's the last one in, it has a little of both. It's the transition, and therefore, we emphasize so much Torah Shebal Peh, because it really is Torah Shebal Peh, but once you have the head to the darshan, so it's unique in this regard. It's somewhere in the middle. And maybe that explains the Hava Mina, Megillah Dav Dalet. Maybe you have to read the Megillah twice, from Shua Ben Levi. Chayav Adam Likros Megillah Balayel Vashnosa Bayom in Source 18. You got to read it twice. So Rabbi Shimon Levi gave a shiur. Guys, you have to read the Megillah tonight, Vilashanosa Bayom. So they didn't know what he meant. They misunderstood what he meant. Sovrimino, the Talmidim thought, you know what he meant by Vilashanosa Bayom? Lemikre Balayla, to read it at night, Ulemisne Masnison DW Mama, and then to learn it and have a shiur about it during the day. That's what they thought Rabbi Shimon Levi meant. Read it at night and just have a shiur about it during the day. He's like, no. You have to read it during the day also. What was that Havamina? The Havamina is that you read the Megillah at night and you have a shiur about Megillah during the day. Because Megillah at root is Torah Shebal Peh. That's really clothed and garbed in Torah Shebichsav. Yeah. It was the last one that got in, the latest one, chronologically. What? It was about the same. Okay. Ezra and Nehemiah were. Esther, they didn't get in. You might not have gotten in at the last. Right, it was might have been put in later. I think the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, you know, chronologically, Ezra and Nehemiah were a couple years later. But when the Anshe Knesset HaGedola were the ones that put things in, Ezra and Nehemiah, there was no question about whether that was supposed to get in. Koheles had a Shaila, Shiram had a Shaila, Esther had a Shaila. So it was the last one, let's say, of those controversial. But you're right. Technically, chronologically, those were later. Okay. Question though. Okay, this beautiful, amazing. Remember we asked on Mikra Megillah, why is it so unclear? Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Is it somewhere in between? Why is it so unclear? Same kasha on the Megillah itself. Why is it so unclear? Is it Torah Shebichsav? Is it Torah Shebaal Peh? What is it? Is it a little of both? Just tell me what it is. Why is it so blurry? The mitzvah is blurry. Daraisa, Darabanan, somewhere in the middle. And the Megillah itself, what level Kedusha does it have? It's an Igeres. It's a Sefer. And finally, one other question. And then hopefully we'll answer. That Gemara that we just quoted in 18, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Chayav Adam Lesekros Megillah Balayav Lashnosa Bayom. You have to read it twice. Shene'emar, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Saneh, Hashem, I call to you by day and you don't answer me. V'layla V'lo Duma Yali, and at night, don't be silent to me. Skip four lines. Rabbi Chelbo Amar Ula B'yira. Another line. Chayav Adam Lekros says Megillah Balayav Lashnosa Bayom. Shene'emar, different Pasuk. Lamani Zamecha Chavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Liolam Odek. Two different psukim. Said Rev Soloveitchik on this Gemara, each pasuk is very different than the other one. The Megillah is both a Hallel and a Tefillah. Lumani Zamercha Chavod Hashem Elokai Liolam Odeka. That's Hallel. What's the first pasuk? Hashem, I'm crying to you. I'm crying to you. It's a Tefillah. Because the Megillah is a little of both. Through reading the Megillah, we're praising and thanking Hashem, but we're also davening because we recognize the ambivalence of our existence and how we're subject to the elements and Hashem, you're in charge. So it's Tefillah and Hallel. Okay, beautiful thought by the Rav. Question. Why is it so not clear whether it's Tefillah or Hallel? What is it? Is it Hallel? Is it Tefillah? Those are opposites. So it's a beautiful thought, but isn't it opposites? So the mikra, the mitzvah is not clear, and the status of the Megillah is not clear, and the reading, what is it a kiyum of? Maybe the secret of Purim, and this answers everything, is Hester Potter. Hashem is behind the scenes. What you see is not always the reality. What we see in life on the surface is not what we see. Right? A tree for Mordechai is really a tree for Haman. A little girl in the palace is not the greatest tragedy, but it's laying the seeds for redemption when Esther was taken. Right? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezayin. Right? There were a bunch of people that were ripping up trees in Achashverosh's orchard. It was Malachim. It wasn't people. It was Malachim. It looks like a person. Nothing in the Megillah is what you see is what you get. What does the Yalkut say? Charvona was Eliona. Oh, there's Charvona. Oh, Eliona. Nothing in the Megillah is like that. That's the message. Daraisa, Darabanan. Maybe somewhere in the middle. Right? Torah Shebapeh, Torah Shebachsav. The message of Purim is what you see in front of you is not clarity. It's not 100% clear. Because that's what Purim's about, digging behind the scenes and recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes. It looks like Torah Shebachsav, but it's really Torah Shebapeh. It looks like Halal, but it's also Tefillah. And what about Hadar Kiblu Abimei HaShveirosh? And what happened at the time of Purim? Kavalei Markagigas was original. But later on it was willing. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, great Gemara. You don't have to say the last line if you tell the story to your kids before you go to sleep. It's a great Rosner bedtime story, but you can doctor the endings of some stories depending on the age of the child. But the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was once giving shir, and he said in shir, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avanim Tovos or Margolias, Hashem in the future is going to bring huge stones to use and put them in the gates of Yerushalayim. Huge, 20 by 20 amos, 20 by 10, huge stones. Ligleg alav oso Talmud. Ligleg is a very strong word. There was a scoffer. There was a leitz, we would call him, in the back of the shir. Come on, Rabbi. Come on. Such huge stones. Hashta, kibiyasa, detzitzla, lo mashachinen. We can't find the stone the size of an egg these days. Those gorgeous stones. You're going to tell me you're going to have these humongous stones so big? Come on. You're joking. So that afternoon, this student went out on a trip. This student must have been on a high level because he's out on a boat. And what happens? He sees angels in the sky chiseling huge stones. He says, what are you doing? And the angels say, oh, Hashem's going to use these when Mashiach comes in the gates of Yerushalayim. He said, really? Oh my goodness, he was right. He says to the captain, run, go back to shore. You got to add this in. Go back to shore. And he gets on and he runs to the Beis Medrash and he says to Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, you're right. Drosh Rebbe, lecha no'el l'drosh. Like you darshan this correct. Kasher amarta, kein ra'isi. Like you said, I saw. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan looks at him and says, Reka, you empty one. Ilmale ra'isa loha amanta. If you hadn't seen, you wouldn't have believed. You call that emuna? Emuna is not based on ra'iya. Milagle galdivre chachabimata. You are a scoffer of the rabbis. And the Gemara ends off that Rabbi Yochanan stared at him and the guy dropped dead. Right? Nasan eina vovanasa galshal atzamos. Which I once heard Rav Asher Weiss say that. What happened? You only believe in what you see. You can't see your neshama either. You only see a body. So if you only believe in bodies, okay, have a body. If you only believe in what you can see. Because emuna and acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not based on re'iyah, it's based on shmiyah. It's based on shmiyah. Once we had meaning, you get to go behind the scenes. It's not what you see. On Purim, it wasn't based on what we saw. Because you didn't see any miracle. But it's based on what we knew. And what we believed, and what we accepted, who was in charge. It was a pure Nasav and Nishma, not Re'iya. Earlier, it was Nasav and Nishma and Kavala Makagigas, however you answer that question. But it was pure. Because what you see is not always, it's not about seeing. That's not what our Emunah is based on. And maybe B'yimei HaChashveirosh captures that. Because Hadar Kiblu B'yimei HaChashveirosh, what kind of person was HaChashveirosh? Gemara has a machlokas, right? One of the days is Pikechaya. He was a genius. He was a super genius. He always invited people to take part in his decisions. Pikechaya. What's the other opinion? Tipechaya. He was a fool. So what was he? Was he smart? Bimei HaChashveirosh. That word captures the whole message of Purim. Right, what you see is not always what you get. You think he's a fool, he's a genius. You think he's a genius, he's a fool. You think it's Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebaalpeh. Halel, Tefillah. That's what Purim is. Purim is about breaking through the Hester. Breaking through the cloud, and what looks like something on the surface, you know, might not be that way. Rahman al-Itzlan, the past couple of months have been very challenging for Am Yisrael, but we have to try to see the goodness. And there are brachos that have come out. Rachman al-Islam, we're still davening every day, and we're still anxious, and every day, Rachman al-Islam. But there's a certain level of achdus, there's a certain level of this heroism on so many levels. Obviously, the soldiers first and foremost, but this heroism throughout our people. Throughout our people. I just listened to Rav Rabbi Jacobson. I know I heard him say over a story. He said there was a guy that saved up. He and his wife wanted to go away to a fancy hotel for months. They saved for months and months, and they finally won Shabbos. I don't know when the story was told, but he said this past Shabbos. I don't know what Shabbos that was. They went to the Waldorf in Yerushalayim, and they went there for Shabbos, and they see it's packed. They see there's a whole hamula of. So he asks, and he finds out that this whole family is one family. With cousins and there was a young woman whose husband was killed in Gaza a few months ago, and she was pregnant, and she had a baby boy the Shabbos before, and this Shabbos the next day was going to be the bris. So Shai Groucher, might have part of Stand Together and a lot of that, go Google him, he's on a lot of unbelievable chesed projects. He's the one that brought those washing machines on the truck down to Gaza. Remember that, you saw that months ago. So he arranged that this whole family comes to the Waldorf for Shabbos. Tens of people. He arranged all the rooms and everything and the food. So this guy says, I was there for the Shabbos. He said, I didn't see Shai. He said, I know Shai. He said, I didn't see him the whole Shabbos. Shabbos morning, we wake up, we go to shul. I see Shai there. I see he has a hospital bracelet on. I say, you okay? What happened? He's like, yeah, my wife had a baby at 1 o'clock in the morning this morning. She had a girl. It's like, yeah, I was with her in the hospital, but I couldn't miss this. So he walks in, he's sitting there, the guy's like, oh my gosh. Says the bris happens, the mother's saying the bracha, and she couldn't get the words out. Everybody was crying and crying. He says, all of a sudden, Shai gets up on a chair and starts singing, Am Yisrael, Hoshia, Es Amecha. He says, all of a sudden, hundreds and hundreds singing, crying. He says, the guy said, I have never had any experience like this in my entire life. Not a bris, not a Shabbos. He says, this is Am Yisrael. We're in it together. And Purim's about that. Purim's about seeing through the cloud. Rachman al-Islam, doing our ishtavus. And Bez Hashem. Hashem should give us the bracha, just like we had Vanahafochu, many years ago. We're ready for another Vanahafochu. We're ready for another one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready. We see you. Brother Shem, we should be zochet. To be able to see through the clouds and be zochet to a ge'ula in these Yimei HaGe'ula. The power of Purim. Brother Shem, we should be zochet to be dancing with everybody in peace in ge'ula b'mehirav Yimei. Okay. We'll stop. What?